This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Time is running out for gardeners who want to successfully grow onions and potatoes. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for the Post Rock District, Cassie Thiessen, says the suggested planting date for potatoes is mid-March to early April, and for onions is late March to early April. Cassie, if I remember right, you were going to do a little bit of gardening this past weekend, and as part of that, you were looking at your onions and also potatoes. So I guess maybe first off, how did that go for you, and then what kind of tips can we pass along to the listeners?
So potatoes and onions are probably my favorite thing to grow in the garden because they're my favorite things to eat. And they can be planted early springtime. They actually like the cool weather of spring. And then they're harvested fairly early as well, usually around early July or so.
When it comes to the onions, we're looking at some seeds. Is that how that typically goes?
So you can plant them from seeds. You have to start them indoors that way in early January or February. I usually buy the little transplants at like a garden center and plant them that way. It's just a little bit easier, I think.
The planting process is fairly straightforward. They don't have to be dug deep, right?
Right. Yep. They go in pretty shallow. Onions have really shallow roots, so you have to kind of give them extra water, and they like a little bit extra fertilizer later in the season, but they're pretty easy to grow overall.
They are a little bit hard to get established, so we need to kind of make sure that we're keeping weeds under control.
Yep, that's usually the hard part in gardening, keeping those weeds under control, but just shallowly cultivating around them or putting some mulch down is helpful too.
And I think these are maybe like 1 inch apart, and you can do several rows?
It kind of depends on how big you want them to get. If you're looking for big, bulb onions, I'd do more like 4 to 6 inches apart in the row. But if it's just a green onion, then yeah, you can do them pretty close together.
When it comes to watering, I know things have been so dry lately, I'm assuming that we're going to have to do some watering on our own?
Oh, yeah. You never know what's going to happen in summer in Kansas, but we usually have to plan on watering if we don't get rain. Most garden crops usually need about 1 inch of water per week.
I know there are a lot of varieties you can grow. What seemed to work the best in Kansas for you anyway?
Sure. There's lots of different types. I usually like a sweet type of onion, like a candy onion. The only bad thing about those is they don't last quite as long in storage after you harvest them. But for potatoes, there's lots of different types as well. It's usually kind of dependent on what you can find at the garden center, I think.
How long before you can actually start harvesting the onions then?
So you kind of want to look when you buy them. There's a number called days to maturity. And usually for onions, I think it's around 90 days or so. And for potatoes, 90 to 100 days. So you can kind of plan it on your calendar. I like to know, you know, last weekend I planted them. So I'm going to need to look at 100 days from now, and that's about the time I'll be thinking about harvesting them.
Potatoes are also kind of a shallow planted crop as well.
Yep. So they actually grow from a stem piece, a piece of the cut seed potato. So you kind of have to hill them up, actually. You grab dirt from around the row and hill up the potato. That way you don't expose the potatoes to sunlight.
And again, we're looking for something that's going to be well-drained, some loose soil as well.
Yep. Adding organic matter to your soil is really helpful, especially if you have like a heavy clay soil. A lot of times Kansas soil is kind of sticky and heavy, so adding in some organic matter is really helpful, especially for things that grow underground like potatoes and onions.
And anybody who's grown potatoes knows that they emerge slowly. It's a long process.
It is. Yep. It's usually almost a month until you see those little sprouts pop up, but you just have to have some patience and know that they're doing the work underground.
What about crop rotation? Is there anything we should know there?
Yeah, so about every 3 to 4 years, you don't want to plant the same crop in that spot. So if you can rotate, that's best. If you have a small garden, you know, you can do more strategies like picking disease-resistant varieties or more pest management. But if you are able to rotate, it's definitely recommended.
And I know with both of these, we want to make sure we're getting them in the ground. If they're not already in the ground, getting them in the ground relatively soon.
Yep, that's right. They like the cool weather. So they'll start growing and thriving this spring when it's still pretty cool before the heat of July and August set in.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for the Post Rock District, Cassie Thiessen, with information on growing onions and potatoes. To learn more, contact your local Extension office or check out the Kansas Garden Guide, available online and through the K-State Research and Extension bookstore. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.